Title: Tempo Sync Delay Choices at 170 Plus Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson, and we're focusing on tempo sync delay choices at 170 BPM and above, specifically in drum and bass. Here's the reality: at 174 BPM, delay is either going to give you insane forward motion and space, or it's going to turn your mix into instant fog. The difference is usually one of three things: choosing the right rhythmic division, keeping the low end out of a delay, and controlling the delay level dynamically so it lives between hits instead of on top of them. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a simple, repeatable delay toolkit, a tight drum tick delay for hats and percussion, a snare slap that makes the snare feel bigger without reverb, a musical ping-pong delay for vocals and leads that stays out of the way using ducking, and then a darker, gritty throw delay for those big O moments in fills and transitions. And we're doing it with stock Ableton devices. Let's set up the workflow first, because in DNB, workflow is sound design. Step 0, returns. Most of your delays should live on return tracks, not as random inserts everywhere. Make 3 return tracks. Return A, name it drum DLY. Return B, Bach lead DLY. Return C, dark throw. On each return, your delay device should be set to 100% wet. That's important, because you're controlling the amount of delay with the send knobs from each track, and you can automate sends for throws. That's how you stay clean and intentional. Also, quick teacher note, returns can clip without you noticing, because multiple tracks are feeding them. So keep an eye on the meters and keep your delay output under control. Later, on the throw return, we'll even add a limiter just as insurance. Now before we touch devices, we need the safe division mental model at 170 plus. At 174 BPM, some classic timing anchors. A 16th note is about 86 milliseconds. A 32nd is about 43 milliseconds. 3/16ths, which is a dotted eighth, is about 259 milliseconds. A quarter note is about 345 milliseconds. Why do you care about milliseconds if we're using sync? Because at this tempo, tiny timing differences are huge. Sometimes perfectly synced repeats feel stiff, or they collide with swing and groove. So yes, use sync for stability, but don't be scared to switch a delay to time mode for a second, nudge it. Then go back to sync once you understand what you want. Now, the divisions that usually work in DNB at this tempo. 1/16th is your fast roll delay. Great for hats, ghosts, ticks. 1/8 is a classic groove enhancer, but it clutters quickly because the beat is already dense. 3/16ths, the dotted eighth, is extremely DNB. It gives syncopation and call and response without just doubling the rhythm. 1/4 is big and obvious. It's usually for throws, not for constant use. Triplets can be super jungle and skippy, but if you overdo them in modern techie patterns, it can feel like the groove is falling sideways. Use sparingly. Rule of thumb: drums live mostly in 1/16th, 1/8th, and occasional 3/16ths. Vocals and leads are usually 1/8th, 3/16ths, and quarter note throws, but ducked. Bass in most DNB, avoid obvious delays on the bass unless you're doing something very filtered, distorted, and carefully controlled. Low end plus repeats equals mud. Cool, let's build return A, the tight drum tick delay. The goal here is motion without obviously hearing delay. This is the kind of thing that makes hats feel like they're rolling forward without you going, oh, there's a delay on the hats. On return A, drop a delay device or echo. If you want clean and minimal, delay is fine. If you want a little character, use echo. Set it synced. Start with left time at 1/16th and right time also 1/16th. If you want a touch of movement, you can make the right side 1/16th dotted, but keep feedback low or it can get facey and messy fast. Feedback: start around 12-22%. We're not trying to build a tail, we're trying to add a rhythmic shadow. Now add an EQ aid after the delay. This part is non-negotiable in DNB. High pass at somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Go fairly steep. If your delays have low mid energy, they will fight the snare body and they will mess with the perceived punch of the kick and sub relationship. If the hats get spitty or aggressive, do a gentle dip around 2 to 5 Khz. And if you want it less shiny and more tucked, low pass around 10 to 12 kHz. Next, add a compressor for ducking. Sidechain it from your drum boss, or at least from your kick and snare group. Ratio around 4 to 1, attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. Here's what that does. It lets the delay appear in the gaps and disappear when the important transients happen. That's the whole DNB philosophy for time-based effects. show up in the negative space. Then add utility at the end for width control. Keep it disciplined, around 70 to 110%. Too wide on hats can smear the groove and make your center feel unstable. And if your version of utility has bass mono options, great. If not, your EQ high pass is already doing the heavy lifting. Now, how do you use this return? Send closed hats, rides, shakers, ghost percussion into return A. Keep send levels low. You want it felt, not heard. If you mute the return and your beat suddenly feels like it lost energy, you did it right. If you mute it and you hear an obvious effect disappear, it was probably too much. Extra coach move, pre-delay the delay. Sometimes even with ducking, the first repeat sits too close to the transient. Two stock ways to fix it. 1. Put a simple delay device before echo, switch it to time mode, set it to something tiny like 1 to 10 milliseconds, zero feedback, 100% wet. That nudges the whole return later. 2. Use the track delay for the return channel and push it by plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. The dry hit speaks first, then the delay answers. It's subtle, but at 174, subtle is massive. Now step 3. Snare slap without reverb. In rollers especially, reverb on snare can push it back and smear the backbeat. But a tiny slap delay can make it feel wider and bigger while staying forward. This is usually best as an insert on the snare track, because you want precision. Drop echo on the snare. Turn sync on. Start with 1/32nd note. Feedback extremely low, like 0 to 10%. This is not a repeating delay. It's a micro space trick. Keep ping pong off for a straight slap. Dry slash wet. Around 6 to 14%. Keep the character clean and turn modulation off. The snare transient is sacred in DNB. If the transient gets blurry, you'll feel it immediately. Then add EQ8 after echo. High pass between 300 and 600 Hz, depending on the snare. If the snare gets papery or boxy, dip a little around 800 Hz to 1.2 kHz. Advanced variation if you want presence without adding top EQ. Switch echo to time mode and set it around 10 to 25 milliseconds, with feedback near zero. That creates a comish early reflection vibe that can add edge, but be subtle, because it can get metallic fast. Now step 4, return B, your vocal and lead ping pong delay with ducking. The goal is, vocal chops, MC lines, lead stabs, they fill the gaps between hits. They don't sit on top of the snare, and they don't mask the center. On return B, add echo first. Set sync on. Time. Start with 3/16, that dotted eighth. That's a classic DNB call and response timing. Or use 1/8 if you want it more straightforward. Turn ping pong on. Feedback around 25 to 38%. Stereo width. Be careful. If you go super wide, it can pull focus away from the core groove. Try something like 120% and adjust. Add a little character if you want. Mid or noise can add texture. Modulation. 2 to 6%. Tiny. We want movement, not seasickness. Now add auto filter after echo. This is where you decide what the delay is for. If it's for width and groove, you usually want less low mid. Set auto filter to high pass, around 200 to 350 Hz, low resonance. Or use band pass if you want the delay to live in a specific range, like 700 Hz to 3kHz, depending on the source. Now the key move, ducking. Add a compressor after the filter. Turn on sidechain. And here's the trick. Sidechain it from the vocal or lead track itself. So, when the dry vocal is speaking, the delay gets pushed down. When the vocal stops, the delay rises up to fill the gap. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 120 to 220 milliseconds. Adjust threshold until you're getting roughly 3 to 7 dB of gain reduction when the vocal hits. Optional. Add saturator after that. Just a little, 1 to 4 dB of drive, maybe soft clip. It can help delays read on small speakers without turning the delay up. Usage tip. Don't just leave the send up constantly. For vocal chops, automate the send on phrase endings. That's how you get clarity and excitement at the same time. For lead stabs, keep the send low during the drop, then increase feedback or send amount during breakdowns or transitions. Advanced variation. The two-stage vocal delay. Do a clean echo first for intelligibility, then add a bit of saturation or redux for texture. Then a second echo with very low feedback and a slightly different time for a halo. It sounds like a designed aura instead of messy repeats. Now step 5, return C, the dark throw. This is the fun one. This is for fills, transitions, drop callouts, that space opens up moment. But it must be weightless. If your throw has low end, your drop loses power instantly. On return C, add echo, sync on, time, Start at 1/4 note for big obvious throws or 1/8 for faster chatter. Feedback, 45 to 70%. But listen, this is not something you leave on at full blast all the time. High feedback is for automated moments. If you feed it constantly, it becomes a permanent fog layer. In Echo, use filters. High pass between 300 and 600 Hz. Low pass between 3 and 7 kHz. The darker you go, the more it feels like distance instead of clutter. Character. Noise or wobble can be cool. Modulation. 5 to 12% is fine here because it's an effect moment, not a groove anchor. Then add saturator after echo. Push it. 4 to 10 dB of drive. Soft clip-on. This is how you turn a delay into a design tail. It stops sounding like a polite echo and starts sounding like part of the sound design. Then EQ 8 for cleanup. High pass again if needed, around 250 to 500 Hz. And if the feedback starts resonating, notch it. Often the annoying ring lives around 1 to 2.5 kHz, but it depends. Optional. Glue compressor if you want density, and a tiny dark reverb if you want it to bloom slightly. Keep reverb subtle. DNB throws can get washy fast. Safety move. Add a limiter at the very end of return C, sealing around minus 1 dB, not to make it loud. Purely insurance for runaway feedback. Also, map echo feedback to a macro if you're using a rack, and set yourself a panic max around 75%. Because at 174 BPM, one accidental feedback move can hijack the whole mix. Even more advanced, gate the delay for brutal stop-start control. Put a gate after echo. Attack around 0.5 to 3 ms, hold 30 to 80 ms, release 60 to 180 ms. This makes the throw punch and then stop cleanly, which is perfect for techie or heavier drops. And one more heavy technique, neuro-ish talking tails. Add auto filter after echo, set it to bandpass, medium high resonance, and sweep the cutoff around 600 Hz to 2.5 kHz. Then saturate after the filter. Resonant bandpass into saturation creates that metallic cyber character that sits above the sub instead of fighting it. Now step 6. Use delay as arrangement, not just mix polish. Here are a few go-to moves. Pre-drop tension. Automate return C send on a vocal chop for the last half bar, then hard cut it right on the drop. Don't just fade the send. This audio version is shortened for playback.